Guided by his example, we walk the righteous path. In the footsteps of the prophet with faith and steadfast. In the footsteps of the prophet with faith and steadfast.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of our series In the Footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. There are many blessings and virtues in sending salawat upon the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has stated, من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرة that he who recites salat upon the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم once, then Allah سبحانه وتعالى shall bestow 10 blessings upon that person. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, previously we learned about the Muslims migrating from Makkah al-Mukarramah to al-Madinah al-Munawwara. And as the Muslims began to migrate, these agitated the Quraysh, the enemies of Islam, and so they wish to put a stop to this to an extent, or more importantly for them, put a stop to Ma'adallah, the greatest of all mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. They had gathered together at the house of An-Nadwa, the house where they would plan and plot, and this is where they wish to Ma'azallah, kill off the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. However, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to inform the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this plan to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had protected himself and left behind Sayyidina Ali radhiallahu ta'ala anhu in the bed in which he would normally sleep, cloaked within his own very green blessed cloak, subhanallah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had escaped. And what happened, my dear viewers, is as all of the companions, they had left and left and left, one after another, over the duration of quite a few months, during this time, as we had mentioned previously, many a time, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, he too wished to migrate, and he had approached the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, requesting permission to also be able to migrate. However, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him to remain patient, for he may, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, for he hopes that he may be given a companion. Allahu Akbar, meaning maybe the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would migrate with him. What a huge, what a great blessing this would be for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. And so Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, it stated that he purchases 2 camels and he prepares those camels. Because my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's not as simple as, you know, even in nowadays too, in this day and age, if you wish to make a long journey, what is one thing you do? Although we travel by car, but you will check the water, you will check the oil. Yes, you'll fill the car, petrol, etc. when going on a long journey, even today. Yes, although that's machinery and today's cars, they are brilliant, subhanallah. But yet you have to prepare for the journey. And even camels, they require some sort of preparation. They require their water, they require their oil. Allahu Akbar, they require to be fed. Yes, they require to be given huge amounts of water for them to be able to retain Yes, and for them to prepare themselves to embark on such a long journey, a journey which takes a number of days on camel, that is. And so the camels too have to be prepared. And then one day, what happens is that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he then departs, and he departs from Makkah al-Mukarramah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala sallam at a time when he would not normally go and visit Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Because Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, she states that whilst we were once sitting in the house of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu during noon, and noon is the time where the heat of the sun is at its peak, and the heat is also at its peak, and the people in Makkah al-Mukarramah, due to the intense heat, they would not go out during that time, but rather what they would do is they would have a siesta. They would take a siesta during this time, and you know, they would take a nap, and they would wait until it cools down, and then they would come out and continue their day. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would visit Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, it said, twice in a day. Yes, once in the morning and once in the evening. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not come out at this time. And Sayyidina Aisha radhiallahu anha, she states that one day I was with my father and I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come. And then he's coming at this time, meaning at a time he would never normally come. Immediately Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, he says, may my parents be sacrificed for him. He says, may my mother and father be sacrificed for him, because he did not, or he could not have come at this hour, unless it was for something which was very, very important. Sayyidina Aisha radhiallahu anha, she says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sought permission to enter, and upon being given permission, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, upon providing and saying, ya Rasulullah, enter, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in. And when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, he stands and he gives his seat to the Blessed Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he immediately asks, and he says, of course, the salam and everything has already been done. But what he says is, he says, or send out the people who are with you. Why? Because in them days, you see, there wouldn't be doors as we have now, but there would be curtains. Yes? So one room would be separated from another, not with some sort of wooden separation or a wall or bricks, but rather it would be just be a curtain. And so a person in one room, if you wish to call it, would be able to hear another person in another. And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in fact, a beautiful lesson we take from this is secrecy. Because from all of the time that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have come, he would come morning and evening anyway. He could have came in the morning. You know, he could have come in the evening. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he chose a time when he would never normally come. And then when he did come, he kept hidden. As well as this, he came at the most difficult time, of that time when nobody would ever go out. Secrecy. Allahu Akbar. It shows secrecy. And then as soon as he enters the blessed house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, he asks, who is with you? Who is listening? If there is anybody, send them out. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, he replies, ya Rasulullah, it's your family. At this time, Sayyidina Aisha radhiallahu anha, as well as this, Sayyidina Asma radhiallahu anha, and he says, you know, ya Rasulullah, you don't need to worry, there's nobody else here. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I have been given permission to leave, meaning to leave from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. Sayyidina Aisha radhiallahu anha, she says something so beautiful. She says that I saw Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu begin to cry. And I never thought that someone could cry out of joy, Allahu Akbar, until she had seen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, he says, As-suhba, ya Rasulullah, meaning companionship, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Am I going to, we're going to leave you, you're being given permission to leave. Does that mean that I can leave with you? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, suhba. He says, companionship, meaning, ya Abu Bakr, you too are permitted and have the permission to leave with you. You shall go with me. Allahu Akbar, from everybody. Nobody else went with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except meaning as a companion. Nobody other than Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. Yes, others did go, but that was a guide, that was a servant. But otherwise, as a companion, Allahu Akbar, it was Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. And is mentioned in the glorious Quran as a companion, which teaches us that the only one mentioned from all of the Sahaba is Sahabi Kiram. From amongst all of them, the one who's been mentioned explicitly as a companion, when he said to his sahib, to his companion, is only, and this is unique, to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he then said, take one of these two camels, those camels which he had been preparing all of this time, which he had been feeding. He says, Ya Rasulullah, choose a camel. One of them is yours, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his reply is beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, yes, I will take one, but only for its price. You know, there's various narrations, I will not take it without paying for it. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, he says, Ya Rasulullah, it's yours. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, he tells the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I paid such and such price. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, okay, it is yours for such and such price. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took one of those. And some of the scholars have stated that this was Al-Qaswa. This is how the famous camel of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Qaswa, which many people would have heard of, that this is whom the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had purchased this from. Now what's beautiful, my dear viewers, is that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has given a name to his animals. Allahu Akbar. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave names to his animals, from which we learn that you can also give names to your animals. But another is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not just accept this and just take this. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he offered the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam free of charge. Whereas the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not accept it. Imam Tirmidhi rahmalahu ta'ala, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that there is no one who has a favor over us except that we have compensated him. Other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, for he has a favor upon us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall reward him for on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he did all of this for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had blessed, he had helped the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much. So why was it that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not accept this? There are many lessons to take from it. One is, we shouldn't take advantage of people for our own need. Okay, people give for the religion, that's fine. But we shouldn't take self-interest, personal needs. We shouldn't take advantage for our personal need, for our personal desires. But some of the scholars have stated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was a commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to migrate from Makkah al-Mukarramah to al-Madinah al-Munawwara. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was amongst the greatest sacrifices during the lifetime of any of the companions, the migration from Makkah al-Mukarramah to al-Madinah al-Munawwara. And he wished to complete this merit, this migration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so that he can do it in the most perfect of way, that he doesn't seek any help from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any personal need, that he wishes to do this act, to do this action, all from himself, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no input from anybody else. And you know, this is what is the best of reasons as to why did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not just accept it. The reason being is because he wanted to give it from his part. Sometimes when we do actions, you know, if somebody else has paid for it, and then, okay, we'll do it. But it's even better if we were to pay for it from ourselves. Of course, no doubt there would be more reward, but no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our intentions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, is no doubt the one who rewards. And so Sayyidah Aisha radhiyallahu anha, she says that, you know, when all of this had happened, we then prepared some provisions, we prepared some food. This food, even water, etc., it was placed in some sort of pouch, and Sayyidah Asma radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she takes a piece from her belt, a piece from her nitaq, her belt, yes, and she ties this around the pouch. And some of the scholars and it, you know, the historians have given her the title of Dhatun Nitaqin. Some people said it is Dhun Nitaq or Dhatun Nitaq, that she is the person of two belts, or some say that she is the person of the belt. Why? Because the scholars say that either she would hold two belts, and one she would use, and she used to tie the pouch. And others have stated, no, rather her belt, she split it into two. And this is the reason why she is also given the title of Dhun Nitaqain. And she had prepared this food to give to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as her father, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Again, subhanAllah, preparation. Whenever you go about any journey, you must prepare. It's not just immediately going out like that. No, you should prepare for your journeys, inshallah, wa azza wa jal. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radhiyallahu anhu, blessed with the companionship of the greatest of all mankind, Sayyidina Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they then make their journey. Now there's something which is very, very important to understand. And this is that naturally, if a person is to travel, and he wishes to travel to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, he's going to travel in which direction? However, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he embarks on this beautiful and blessed journey, he travels in the opposite direction, which is south. And in the opposite direction, a mountain known as Adhal, some have called it. And within there, on the top of this mountain, there's a cave, which is very, very famous. It is famously known as Ghar Thawr. And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam travels south, which again shows us, well, is brilliance, no doubt, intelligence. Yes, the intelligence of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because he had enemies out to attack him. And if anybody was to go out to attack him, where would they go? They would think he would be on the way to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. And so no doubt they had people there tracking, searching for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But nobody could find him. Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not go north. He went the complete opposite direction. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. So this is Ghar Thawr. You see, Thawr also means, well, it's a mountain a few miles away. A few miles away from Makkah al-Mukarramah. And its height, you know, you could travel there. Many people do travel to Ghar Thawr. Why? It's a blessed place. Of course, you should travel there. The Messenger of Allah also spent some time there. And many Muslims, they climb up Ghar Thawr, which is about 600 to 700 or so meters above the ground. 600 to 700 or so meters. And subhanAllah, what's beautiful is we find that even the elderly, they climb up this blessed mountain, which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam climbed upon. So this mountain, from the mountain, you know, you can see nearly everything. You can see the sea, you can see the mountains and all sorts of plants and trees, etc., that would grow there. And Thawr itself, it actually means ox. So some people think that it's called Ghar Thawr because it gives the image of an ox. But many of the scholars have stated, no. You know, Thawr is not because of that, but rather the reason why I was given the name Thawr is because it was named after an individual by the name of Thawr. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's coming towards Thawr and he stops just outside as he's leaving Makkah al-Mukarramah. He stops at a place known as Hazwara. And there the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stops and he turns back towards Makkah. As he's left Makkah, he turns back towards Makkah al-Mukarramah. And then he stands and he says and he makes a beautiful dua and he calls out to Makkah al-Mukarramah. He looks at the Kaaba and he says about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed you are the most beloved of land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me. You're the most beloved. وَلَوْ لَا أَنِّي أُخْرِجْتُ مِنْكِ مَا أَخْرَجْتُ. And if I were not, or it was not for the people, my people, sending me out, exiling me, then I would never have left you, O Makkah. You see, migration is not something which is minor. If you have lived in a place your entire life, you would love that place naturally. You would love that place. You would hate to leave it. It's very, very difficult to leave such a place. Nowadays, we easy to go one place, another place, etc. But when you have lived there, all the people you know are in that place. People barely knew other people outside. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, how pure you are as a city. He says, how pure you are as a city and how beloved you are to me. If my people had not expelled me, I would not have lived elsewhere. Allahu Akbar. There are many narrations of which the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have said, Allahu Akbar. And this is amongst, he said, these narrations are amongst the greatest narrations provided for the evidence which people give that Makkah al-Mukarramah is greater than Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. However, my dear viewers of Madinah channel, sadly, time has come to an end. And inshallah, in the next episode, I shall mention what the scholars state and how they reconcile these statements with other statements showing the greatness, or even the Al-Madinah al-Munawwara is the greatest of all cities, which is the greatest. Of course, they're all great in their own way. But inshallah, we shall hear a little about this, as well as the event of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, and the time they spent in the cave, Ghar Thawr, inshallah, it's a beautiful story. And get everyone involved, share it with others, invite others to, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Join us regularly for our program In the Footsteps of the Prophet to learn more about the life, the seerah, the biography of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala. That's all for today. More for the future, inshallah. Please do join us again. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Guided by his example, we walk the righteous path. In the footsteps of the Prophet with faith and steadfast. In the footsteps of the Prophet with faith and steadfast.